start quarter number three. Aiden Stewart will tee it up. Stewart, it's an offside kick, and it's fallen on right across the midfield stripe, but the Bobcats will take it at their own 49-yard line. And we mentioned the Bear Pride Band and how successful they were last weekend. They're in action again tomorrow at the Branson Invitational. And, of course, we've got the Eclipse tomorrow at noon, but the band will be performing at Branson tomorrow. So good luck to the Bear Pride Band. Bobcats under center, 50-yard line. The A-team is back in. Spencer spins. Moves, and he is gone to the house. Nobody will touch him. And just like that, the Bobcats restore order very, very quickly with their A-team back in. It takes them one play and 50 yards and 13 seconds to get back into the end zone, and they will flip the turbo clock on here as we start the second half. We weren't quite there. Needs 35 points to be on, and it's on now. 53-14. Bobcats go back up big. I'll do the swinging door, the swinging gate, and set up for the extra point kick here. 13 seconds into the second half. Bobcats back on the board. Point after is up, and it is good. 54-14. Bobcats back up by 40 as we start quarter number three. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back in there, the Bobcats needed just 13 seconds to get back on the board. Lead at 54-14. They'll kick off with 11:47 to go in the third quarter. Turbo clock will be on now. Bobcats with the kick. Squib kick and fumbled by the Bears right to the Bobcats. The 27-yard line. Bear return man had it and then fell down. And when he fell, ball popped out. Bobcats, I mean, you couldn't ask for an easier fumble recovery for the Bobcats. Nate Dodgen was the return man for the Bears. The Bobcats will take over after the fumble at the Bear 26-yard line. Bears have really been turnover happy tonight, too, which is not something we've seen a ton of this year from the Bears, but a couple of interceptions, a couple of fumbles, and now the quarterback will take off. He'll run to the right side, little shuttle pass to Spencer, who will take it into the house for another fair touchdown. Harris, playing quarterback, ran to the right side about the time he got to about the 20-yard line. He had Spencer trailing him, and he just flicked it over to him. It looked like it was going to be a quarterback run and pulling a little Travis Kelce from last night, or Patrick Mahomes, whatever you want to call it. It was a nice play. Spencer's back into the end zone, and it's 60-14 Bobcats. We'll go for the extra point here. Clock does stop after a score. 10:57 to go in the third. Low snap, kick is up, and it is good. Mr. Automatic with another extra point, and the Bobcats lead at 61-14. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back in there, the Bobcats will kick it off. It is a line drive kick that goes out of bounds at the 20, so the Bears will take it at their own 35-yard line. New kicker for the Bobcats, Zeb DuBois, with the kickoff duties there. It's when you're having a good game, when you can switch out kickers to give somebody else an opportunity. Bobcats leading 61-14 with 11 minutes. And as soon as the official winds the clock, the turbo clock should be running. Good news from Houston, where the Lady Bear volleyball team wins it in four sets. So congratulations to the Lady Bear volleyball squad, picking up win number 21 on the year with a four-set win over Houston tonight. Ferguson takes the snap, hands off to Rutledge. Rutledge into the secondary and just keeps on his feet, keeps moving, picks up 10 yards. Rutledge shows a lot of toughness, and you know, he was one of the few Bears that came out after that first game and decided, you know what, instead of just complaining about the team, we're going to go out and help them. And took him a few weeks to get eligible, but that was a nice run, and he's really given a lift to this team. Had a touchdown tonight. And it's first and 10 for the Bears at their own 46-yard line. Bears break the huddle. One receiver to the left, two to the right. Ferguson takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Rutledge. He'll try to keep it and gets mowed down in the backfield for about a 3-yard loss. Bobcats have read that really well tonight, and Bears continue to try to run with Ferguson, but it just hasn't been there. Second down and 13 for the Bears from their own 43-yard line. West Plains scores again. They're leading 44-0 tonight over the Parkview Vikings. Ferguson, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Takes the snap. Keeps it. Running backwards and dropped for a big loss down to about the 36-yard line. Zukowski with stop for the Bobcats. Third and 20 for the Bears. Clock running at 8:50 left to go in the third quarter. Bears looking at a third and 20 from their own 37-yard line. Ferguson takes the snap, wants to throw, steps up in the pocket, tucks it, going to run to the 40, to the 45, across midfield. He's got a first down and more. Nice job, Aiden Stewart, with the run there. He slipped back to quarterback on me. He and Ferguson, from a distance, in their football uniforms, look really similar with the 5 and the 3. So my apologies if I get those two mixed up once in a while, but it's Stewart with the keeper and the first down for the Bears in Bobcat territory to the 37-yard line. Stewart will stay in at quarterback. Two receivers left, one right. Takes the snap, hands it off to Rutledge. Rutledge moves the pile to the 35, and he'll be stopped there. Forward progress will give him a yard. And it'll be second and 9 for the Bears. So Thursday night next week, you've got the football team at home on a Thursday night, senior night. It's a weird night, I know that, but that's been kind of the norm the last few years to combat the officiating shortage. So Thursday night football at Polinski next week. Stewart takes the snap, drops back, wants to throw, puts it up, and overshoots his man, but there's a flag in the backfield. Ball was nowhere near the intended receiver, but maybe that's because he was held back a little bit. Number 16, Gavin Glenn, was the intended target. We'll get the official word here. Holding on the Bobcats. That'll be a 10-yard penalty and an automatic first down for the Bears. So Willow moves the chains on a pass interference holding penalty on the Bobcats. So that'll take it to the 26-yard line. First and 10 for the Bears at the Bobcat 26. Stewart takes the snap, hands off to Rutledge. Rutledge pushing for every yard he can get there. Picks up a couple. Maybe second down and 8 for the Bears. Clock continues to run 6 minutes halfway through the third quarter. Bobcats came out and scored two quick touchdowns this quarter. Got the turbo clock on. Stewart with a second down and 8 for the Bears. Takes the snap, rolls to his left, looking to throw. Shoots it out there, incomplete on the far sideline. That'll be third down and 8 for the Bears in four down territory here on the Bobcat side of the field. Stewart will line them up. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Rutledge with him in the backfield. Stewart takes a snap, drops back, wants to throw over the middle. It is caught by Smith. Smith down to the 3. Good catch by Everett Smith, and a good throw by Stewart. Bears pick up a first down. They'll have it first and goal at about the 3-yard line, I believe. So Stewart gets it to Smith, and the Bears are knocking on the door here, first and goal from the 3-yard line. And the Bears are going to burn a timeout. Timeout Bears, 4:29 left to play in the third quarter. They are leading 61-14. We'll come back in 30 seconds this time, Sean. 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at there, the Bobcats trying to keep the Bears out of the end zone here. Bears looking to score their third touchdown of the game. That would be their best offensive output of the year if they can get another touchdown here. They've had two in back-to-back games, trying to make it three here. Stewart in the gun, takes the snap, and hands it off, and the running back shoved backwards, lost a few on that play. That'll go all the way back to about the 6-yard line. Make it a 7, and it'll be second and goal for the Bears from the 7-yard line. Stewart takes the snap, hands off to Rutledge. Rutledge stopped at the line of scrimmage and loses a yard on the play. So the Bears going backwards now on consecutive plays. It'll be third down and goal from the 8. Or make it the 9-yard line. Third and goal from the 9 for the Bears. A couple more opportunities to try to get it into the end zone. Stewart with Rutledge in the backfield. Takes the snap. Rolls to his right. Wants to throw. It's caught by Rutledge right at the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down immediately. He may have gained a yard on the pass completion. So it'll be fourth and goal for the Bears from the 8-yard line with 3:12 and counting here in the third quarter. Their offense staying on the field here in the third quarter. They'd like a touchdown to show for it. Ferguson back in at quarterback. Takes the snap. Wants to throw. Fires back corner of the end zone. Got a man. It is dropped by the Bears. Would have been a tough completion intended for Stewart. And it's a turnover on downs. The Bobcats will take over. So the Bears have a golden opportunity. First and goal at the Bobcat 3. Went backwards. And turned it over on downs with 2:30 left to go in the third quarter. Bobcats will check in some fresh jerseys, I would assume. Clock should continue to run. We are well-versed on the turbo clock this year. Only time it stops are for scores and penalties. Bobcats are going to hit another one. Big run into the flat. One Bear can catch him. If he can do it, he does catch him all the way at the 28-yard line. Gonzalez found a seam and took it 63 yards. Gets the Bobcats out of a hole very, very quickly. And it's first and 10 there on the Bear 28-yard line. Bobcats break the huddle. Two backs in the backfield. Quarterback under center. Takes the snap. It's Harris. Arrington, the A quarterback. He'll go to the house easily, untouched. And it's 67-14. The number one quarterback back in there for the Bobcats, and he takes it to the house easily. And the Bobcats are back in front by a bunch. 67-14. 53-point lead for Thayer. They'll do the swing and gate. And then clearly move into the point after position. Snap is high. Kick is up. It is good. Bobcats, 68. Bears, 14. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Thayer, the Bobcats will kick off. They have done that a bunch tonight on their way to 68 points. They had 40 points in the first quarter. We're still in the third quarter. They're up 68-14. It's a squib kick taken by the Bears at the 25 up to the 30. The return man dancing around in the backfield, and he won't get any farther. But stood in there, did a nice job, got it to the 30-yard line. Brandon Rotman on the return for the Bears. Bears had several injuries, several guys over there in street clothes for the Bears tonight. Nice to see Dylan Ferguson back after that concussion in Salem. Dylan's back in there playing quarterback. Gives the Bears a little bit bigger depth chart. They'll have a little bit of a quicker turnaround this week, and the Ava Bears come to Willow on Thursday, saving the best for last as far as regular season competition goes, and probably for the playoffs, too. Ava's probably the best team the Bears will play. First and 10 for the Bears. Rutledge right over the middle. He'll pick up a couple. Make it second down and 8, and that will probably be the last play of the third quarter. With just 6 seconds on the clock, when we come back here in Thayer, it will be a second down and 8 for the Bears from their own 32-yard line. That's the end of the third quarter. Thayer leads Willow 68-14. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Sports on KUKU. Monarch Realty, one of our Bear backers. We certainly appreciate their support. All of our Bear backers this year, not just for football. They'll be with you for basketball as well. And between football and basketball, that takes up a lot of the calendar year. We can do a couple of diamond games this year, do a baseball or softball game, perhaps, when spring rolls around. That would be a lot of fun. Back here in Thayer, the Bobcats leading 68-14. Bears with the ball, second and 8 from their own 32. Ferguson takes the snap, wants to throw, got a man, and it's juggled and dropped at the 45-yard line. Good throw, just off the fingertips of the intended receiver for the Bears. Braxton Wilbanks was the intended target. Third down and 8 for the Bears. Clock is running at 11:30 left to go. Liberty and Salem playing tomorrow, so that's why you haven't heard that score tonight. And, of course, Houston and Mountain Grove played at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Mountain Grove, the winner in that one. Now it's Stewart back in the quarterback position. Stewart flings it up, and it is no good. Just a little bit short. Receiver had to come back to try to make the catch. It was Smith, the intended target, but it'll be incomplete. And a fourth down for the Bears. Bears have gotten some of that third down magic a couple times tonight, but not this time. And now you're sitting at your own 32. In a 68-14 game, do you want to just go for it or punt it away? They're showing that they're going for it. Stewart, two receivers right, one left, drops back, wants to pass, down with a scramble to the left side. Sheds a tackler to the 35, to the 40. He's going to be close to the first down. I think he's got it. Good job, Aiden Stewart. made a man miss. They had him around the ankles right at the line of scrimmage, but Stewart's been pretty shifty back there, and there's a flag. I didn't see that until late. Block in the back on the Bears. So that'll negate that first down scramble by the Bears. From the spot of the foul, the Bears will repeat fourth down. Once again, congratulations to Milena Wilson and Brianna Hahn. They had a tremendous doubles season. They fell just short today in the state doubles tournament, losing to a tremendously good private school out of Lee Summit and then Marshall in a tiebreaker. But what a run by our two Lady Bears. Bears fourth down, put it up in the air, intended for Stewart. He's got it. It's a catch. What a catch by Aiden Stewart. He went over Brendan Spencer to make the catch. Ferguson put it on a great target. And on fourth down, the Bears shrugged the penalty off, and they converted it again. So great throw by Ferguson, tremendous catch by Stewart, and it's a first down for the Bears at their 41-yard line. Ferguson back to pass. He'll hand it off. Rutledge sheds a couple of tacklers, gets close to a first down, and he'll be stopped a couple yards short at about the 34-yard line. So it'll be a second down and two for the Bears. Clock running at 8:15. Let's play in the ball game. Of course, the turbo clock is on. Second down and two. Ferguson back in quarterback. Takes the snap. Hands off to Rutledge. And Rutledge is smashed backward. He'll lose a few on that one. And it'll be third down and six now for the Bears. Moves it back to the fair 36-yard line. Third down and six for the Bears. Ferguson with Rutledge. Two receivers right, one to the left. Takes the snap. Rolls right. Wants to throw. Looks back to his left. And when he looked, the green wave caught up to him and knocks him back to the original line of scrimmage. About a four-yard loss on the sack. And it's fourth and ten for the Bears. But fourth down is where the Bears have had success on this drive. See what they want to do. Ferguson, two receivers right, one to the left. Rutledge with him in the backfield. Takes the snap, fumbles the snap, has to fall on it. And the Bobcats will take over at the 45-yard line. Low snap, and Ferguson just had to cover it. And the Bobcats will take over at their own 45-yard line. Bobcats come back out. We'll see who the quarterback is now for the Bobcats. I would expect the freshman to be back in there for Thayer. Mentioned it earlier, but the Bobcats have a very good middle school as well. So this is a program that is back on the rise. Had that one little off year last year, but they're right back at it. Running back for the Bobcats, picking his way through traffic. He'll get up close to a first down. About a 9-yard carry for Spencer. Brendan Spencer, the freshman. Mark Spencer, the senior, every time he touches the ball, he scores a touchdown. And that's really not an exaggeration. That has been pretty factual tonight. Second down and two for the Bobcats. Moving some guys around. Trips in the backfield. Quarterback going to keep it, and he is sacked by Hayden Stewart. Stewart coming on the blitz. Sacked the quarterback, Carter Nicholson, the freshman quarterback. Stewart throws him to the ground, and it'll be a third down and seven now for the Bobcats. Bear defense trying to get the ball back, maybe try to get one more score in this game and get those three touchdowns. That's something they haven't been able to do yet this year in a game. Quarterback Nicholson takes the snap, hands off, running back in traffic. He is stopped for about a 2-yard gain right at midfield, and it'll be a 4th and 5 for the Bobcats. On the stop for the Bears, Jordan Rutledge comes in to make the stop. 4th and 5, we'll see if the Bobcats just go for it here with their freshman unit in, or if they want to punt it away. They're showing punt at the 40, but the Bears drop no one back. Now Rutledge will quickly fade back. Punt is away, it's a short punt. And hits and takes a bare bounce at the 35-36-yard line. And the Bears will take over at their own 36. 1st and 10 for the Bears, trailing 68-14. Volleyball girls with a big win tonight over Houston. Congrats to Coach Collins and our volleyball team. What a great season. They've had 21 wins for our volleyball team. They're the number 2 seed in the district at Mountain Grove, and they'll play in the semifinals of districts. They get a bye the first round, play in the semis Thursday night at 6. So you've got an option, football or volleyball, on Thursday night next week. Football team in Willow and the volleyball team at Mountain Grove. I believe cross country runs that day in Houston as well, so you could maybe go watch cross country team in Houston and then hit one of those other sporting events. As the ball is snapped, flag comes flying in. We're down to 3 minutes and counting in this one. And the Bobcats have one too many men on the field. So the Bobcats with 12 men on the field, and now the extra guy, number 57, Eric Bavell, will run out. Now we're ready to go. It'll be 1st and 5 now for the Bears. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. Ferguson takes the snap, hands it off, and the running back gets maybe a yard. Larrick Cheney with the carry. We get back to the original line of scrimmage. No gain for Cheney on the play. So it'll be 2nd and 5 for the Bears from the 38-yard line. 2 minutes left to play. Bear Pride Band at Branson tomorrow. Good luck to the band. They're bringing home some awards this season. Ferguson takes the snap, hands it off, and the running back stuffed behind the line of scrimmage this time. He'll lose a yard. And it's Cheney again. Bring up a 3rd down and 7 for the Bears. 90 seconds left to play. Bears want to dial up something big here. Take a shot downfield, perhaps. Stewart and Rutledge have scored the 2 touchdowns tonight, both on the ground. Ferguson will split out 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Takes the snap. Keeps it and gets wrestled down right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be 4th down for the Bears. 4th and 7 with 50 seconds left. Bears will have to run one more play, and then that will be, unless they make a 1st down and want to try to hurry up and get one more play in, this will be it for the ball game. Bobcats hit 68 points tonight. That is just about the average of what the Bears have given up this year. 64 points is the average. And Bobcats have gone a little bit over that, but they had 40 in the 1st quarter. 5 seconds on the play clock. Ferguson with two, takes the snap, drops back, wants to throw, puts it up, and it is knocked down by the Bobcats. And that will do it from Oregon County. Final score tonight, Bear wins it 68-14. Back to wrap it up in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.